Now let me move on. We have here the healing of the leper. And this healing of the leper, we saw it both in Matthew and Mark. And it came to pass, and I'm reading verse 12, came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. That's all I want to lift out here. Luke is a good doctor, by the way. He must have been outstanding. And he saw something that apparently was not recognized in that day, a certain psychological effect. And you know that this poor leper, the day that leprosy was discovered in his body, I don't know how it happened, could have happened like this. Maybe one day he came in from plowing and he said to his wife, I got a little sore here in the palm of my hand. It bothers me when I'm plowing. Could you put a little poultice on it? Could you wrap it up? And she did. And the next day it wasn't better, it was worse. And after a few days, they were a little alarmed. She said, you better go to the priest. He went to the priest, and the priest put him up. And in 14 days, he was brought out, and they looked at it. And the priest said, I think it's leprosy. In fact, it is leprosy. It's spread up your arm now. And the man says, let me go tell my wife and children goodbye. The priest said, you can't tell them goodbye. You'll never be able to take your lovely wife in your arms again. And you'll never be able to put your arms around those precious children of yours. And the man went off, and they'd bring him food, and they'd withdraw when they'd put it down in a certain place, and he'd come up and get it. He'd look in the distance, and he'd see that lovely wife, and he'd see those children. He could see them growing up. And then one day, the Lord Jesus came by, and he not only healed him, he came to him and said, if you will, you could heal me. And our Lord said, I will. He's the king. That's the way Matthew tells it. And Luke says, I will. Be thou clean. But you notice how he did it? He put forth his hand and touched him. Nobody touched that poor fellow for years. Can you imagine what it meant to have the touch of this hand upon him? May I say to you, and I say it very literally, as the Lord Jesus touched your life, there's so many lives today that need to be touched. And maybe it'll have to be your hand, by the way. It'll have to be something you do. And I'm confident all of you can reach somebody. I don't know who it is. But after all, you know, he said we're to do a little fishing. And also, we need to reach out our hand and touch some soul that only you could touch. No one else could touch them.